Leftists attack EU commissioner role for protecting our European way of life. By Victoria Friedman on September 10, 2019. Open borders activists have criticized the fascist rhetoric and deeply worrying new vice president commissioner role of protecting our European way of life. Despite the role focusing on integrating migrants and working on a new EU asylum pact, not stopping mass migration. The next European Commission president and former German defense minister Ursula von der Leyen has revealed nominations for a new college of 8 vice presidents. Naming Greek former Commission spokesman Margarita Schinas as the vice president for protecting our European way of life. A role intended to respond to the rising number of migrants in the bloc that have been arriving since the 2015 migrant crisis. Leftists have immediately attacked the job title, claiming protecting the European way of life, as it is phrased, is fascist rhetoric. Labour's London MEP Claude Moraes told the I newspaper that the job title was deeply worrying and deeply insulting, saying, "I will challenge this designation in the upcoming commissioner hearings because it goes against any idea of an open and inclusive Europe and uses the phraseology of an authoritarian Europe which we have long left behind." Amnesty EU said, linking migration with security in the portfolio of the commissioner for protecting our European way of life risks sending a worrying message. People who have migrated have contributed to the way of life in Europe throughout its history. British Green MEP Molly Scott-Cato told the Independent News website, "This looks like the portfolio to fight back against the rise of the fascists, but only by adopting their divisive rhetoric around strong borders. What Greens value about our European way of life is our role as a beacon of compassion and diversity. We will continue our work to ensure that Europe remains a safe harbor for those fleeing persecution and to champion global human rights." While Dutch Liberal MEP Sophie Intveld said, "The implication that Europeans need to be protected from external cultures is grotesque and this narrative should be rejected." However, as the mission letter to Mr. Schinas outlines, the role is not focused on strengthening external borders and increasing the deportation of illegals as the first response to the migrant crisis, but protecting the bloc's progressive globalist European values through institutionalizing the welcoming and integration of migrants from the developing world. Formulating under a new job title essentially what Brussels has been working towards for years. Mr. Schinas will also be expected to coordinate the work on inclusion of migrants and lead the Commission's work on making our communities more united and cohesive. As part of this, you will coordinate the work on improving the integration of migrants and refugees into society." The president-elect wrote to the Greek Eurocrat that he will be in charge of developing a new asylum policy, likely to mean some form of EU-wide migration rules and forced migrant redistribution. Something the bloc has been attempting to agree upon since more than 1 million migrants from the Middle East were welcomed into the EU by Germany Chancellor Angela Merkel 4 years ago. Hinting at right populist and conservative governments in Eastern Europe that reject mass migration as the solution to demographic decline. The German said the vice presidential nominee would be building bridges between those most entrenched to find common ground which would result in a new pact on migration and asylum. "We need to look at all aspects, including external borders, systems for asylum and return, the Schengen area of free movement and working with our partners outside the EU," she continued. Further in the letter, she added that his role would contribute to formulating an EU-wide European security union, likely meant to complement the European Defence Union, a favourite project of von der Leyen, and the first step towards an EU army.